7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
As part of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience, this call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 9:25 p.m.
Wait, what? What is happening now? Oh, right. It's that thing that I do every day. Whatever time you just heard on the clock is not the actual time. This is the part where I say the actual time is 19:30 UTC. That is significant. Why is that significant? Well, because that is the time at which we always begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, once again, it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm also the guy who's pouring the tea right now. Oh, yeah. What kind of tea do we got going today? Well, once again, we're on the Tae Guan Yin. Ow, I just did a thing. No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, we're drinking the Tae Guan Yin again today because, well, we can. Yeah, it's good. Starting to run a little low on this stuff, though. Starting to run a little low on my Jinjin Mei, too. Still got Daohang Pao left, but I'm down to, like, normal people quantities of Daohang Pao now. So, yeah, anyway, I'm having some kind of day. Oh, teapot time. Teapot noise. I love all the wacky noises my teapot makes. So anyway, what was I talking about? I don't know. I'm having kind of a weird day. But I think I'm in good shape. I think I'm ready to rock. Maybe. Yeah, gotta remind myself to buy more tea. Ooh, this is good. Oh, I just remembered something that I wanted to tell you. If you listened to yesterday's episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, you'll remember that somebody decided to schedule my race at the same time as Dubious Goals Committee, so we had to listen to the beginning of the race. And if you listened to the beginning of the race, you will remember that there was a little crash on the first lap at like the third or fourth turn, I can't remember. There was a little crash, and all of my guys' competition got wiped out. Well, actually, two guys got knocked out, and one guy, the guy who caused the accident, he ended up being in last place, but he was staying in the race. And I said, okay, well, that's good, because now he's, you know, not going to win, because he's all the way back there. And then I said, oh, but remember last week? The same thing happened. He spun out on the first lap, but then he managed to drive back into fifth place. Well, guess what happened yesterday during the race? Yeah, that guy who was in last place on the first lap, he won the race. Oh, and it was the first time he ever won a race. And so it was a big deal. And it was a big deal for a lot of other reasons, but we're not talking about racing today. Oh, but I should mention that The race was a disaster. My cat's guy almost won, but got screwed by his team, and my guy got bad luck, and oh, it was just a disaster all around. And I did gain 1 point on my cat, though. One whole freaking point. Ugh. This is good tea. Do we want to stand here and drink some more tea? Yeah, I think we do. As for yesterday, I'm a little slow today. I'm a little not on my game today, as you might have noticed. That's cool. That's cool. I'm getting fired up. Here we go. I'm ready to... Yeah, yesterday I didn't accomplish much. Well, actually, I did. I was actually very productive yesterday. But not in regards to any of the things that I said I was going to do or work on. You know, I fired up my soldering iron yesterday after I ate. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a bunch of cool work. Then I thought about it. And I thought, okay, the first thing I need to do is I need to fix this thing. Then I need to fix that thing. Then I got to do that. So I ended up fixing a bunch of stuff that I've been putting off to fix until I got a new soldering iron. So now that I got the new soldering iron, I fixed a bunch of things. I still got a couple of things I wanna work on, but I would fix at least, not projects. So I got nothing done yesterday. None of the stuff that I was gonna do. But I still feel like I accomplished something. So that's good. Oh, good tea. Good tea today. Pretty excited, pretty pumped up. At least I'm trying to pretend that I am. I'm trying to convince myself that I'm ready to go, that I'm ready to rock. Oh, and here's that thing that I was looking for last night, this little pigtail. Let's put this over here by this thing so we can remember where that is, because I might want that later today. What else was I thinking about doing? I don't know. One of the things that I'm most concerned about, and we should look this up right now just to make sure we still have this information available at our fingertips. The one thing that I sort of did accomplish yesterday was managed to do a little bit of thinking, and I know that probably impresses everybody. Because you didn't think I could think, did you think? No, you're thinking. Now you're doing... What are we doing? Get it together, Tobe. What I spent time doing yesterday was trying to figure out how I was going to be able to start syncing some of these things together. Because, you know, I don't have... This is all disparate things. All of these things were just not meant to go with each other. And they were not set up to play with other things. But a lot of these things were made so it's like, hey, look, you can hack it if you want to hack it. Yeah, okay, well, I kind of do want to maybe hack it. And so I started thinking about how am I going to sync these things together? Getting Sunvox synced in is not really probably going to happen. But if we could just get, like, the pocket operator synced up with the bleep drum, we might be able to get something kicked off. What does that do? All that allows us to do is to have those two things. Now, wait a minute. But see, here's the deal. If I could set this up somehow so that the pocket operator was driving the bleep drum, then something else could drive the pocket operator. But I don't think that's true in reverse. See, the easiest thing for me to do would be to have the bleep drum drive the pocket operator. So, yeah, okay, so we can do a trigger input. I'm looking at a page that has a schematic for hacking the bleep drum. Trigger input. A simple circuit can be built to allow modular trigger signals to activate the bleep drum sound. Signals can't be sent to these pads directly, as signals over 5 volts would damage the chip. The signals would also need to be inverted to activate the sounds correctly. Okay, that's no problem. But it's only the sounds. I just want to clock this thing. I don't want to play the sounds. Oops, now I did stupid button things. I don't want to trigger the sounds. I just want to clock the damn thing. And now I can hear my cat yanging out there. So they're saying, yeah, it's just... No, yeah. Okay. what is my cat? Now my cat's yanging. And it looks like it's just, you know, transistor it. Get your old handy-dandy 2N3904. Or what's the British version of that? The BMP514 or whatever. Yeah, and you take the power off the thing, and then you can go into thing. What? This doesn't... I don't... Regardless, some hacking, hacking business is going to get hacked. But how do I trigger out? There is a tempo output. Okay, it's pin number 2, high pulse every 8th note. Which means I gotta build some inverters, but oh, I got lots of hex inverters and stuff laying around in the basement. Because, well, you know, everybody has to have lots of hex inverters. Except for my cat. What the hell is my cat doing? Hi! Hi, what are you doing yanging your kitty butt off out here? What? Okay, so the cat has run up the stairs. Hi, yeah, I'm following you. You want to play Follow the Kitty Leader? Why am I doing this? Why is this entertaining for me or my listeners? Probably. Yeah, let's walk, listen to Tobe, follow his cat around. Okay, my cat has walked up to the back door. Hi. Well, we're not going outside. It's winter time. It's too cold to go outside now. You can, the whole thing was you just rubbing your face against the door. So you want me to watch you rub your face against the door? Yeah, it's so interesting. Yeah, it's such a talented kitty. Oh, it's so nice to see you. Okay, so can I go back to doing my work? No, now we gotta walk into the kitchen. Do you want more kitty water? I already gave you kitty water 20 minutes ago. Do you want some more? I don't know what my cat wants. So, we're going to get the kitty water going. Okay, here's... And then the cat's walking out of the kitchen. Okay. I don't know what's going on now. I got to walk back over here. Hi. Yes, what? I'm sorry. We can't go outside. I can't open the door. It's too cold. It's already too cold in this house and my back hurts and blah, blah, blah. And if we open the door, it's going to get colder. Then I'll pull my muscles and it'll be bad. And then I'll be laying around going, oh, my back hurts. Do we want that to happen? You're supposed to say no. But all right, so I got a cat following me around because I'm awesome. That's the only possible explanation. I also regret to, inform you. Man, I'm a little bit more off today than I originally suspected. I did not get anything done on the song that I was working on in Sunvox. That stupid little drum beat noise dippa 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 thing. If you missed it, it sounded something like this. Oh yeah, isn't that just fascinating? Yeah. Can we roll it off? Yeah, we can roll it off, but we're not going to. And so, what I was trying to remember is, did we run this through the chopper? The choppa, the slicer, the super fun business? I don't remember if we did or not. So let's get this patched in right now. And how do we do this? we unplug this. We plug this into here. We plug this into this thing. We move this thing. We plug this into here. And we turn it on. Oh, that just thumped like a bump. And why do I not hear anything? Everything is turned on. I'm turning knobs. That, oh, you know what? We have an impedance matching problem here. Okay. What does that mean, Tobe? That means we need to add a thing, don't we? Yeah, we got to... Now I got to get up. This is not good. We got to... Oops, wrong thing. We got to grab this box. We got to grab a battery for it. We got to get another patch cable. Oh, God. And we plug this into here. And plug this in. And why do I have nothing? Oh, wait, turn this on. And I still have nothing. Wait. Okay, follow the chain. We are going out from here into here. Out from here into here, right? Yeah, out from here into there. Out from here and into the amp. Okay. None of this is working. I'm kind of surprised. Maybe we didn't do this yesterday. I was just thinking, didn't we do this yesterday? Am I trying to repeat something I did yesterday? I don't know. Apparently not, because if I did it yesterday, it would be working now. But nothing is working now. Do we still have a signal on? Let's just go from here to here real quick and yeah. So, anyway, yeah. Okay, well, maybe we can find something else to chop then. Maybe we can chop the pocket operator. So we'll just plug this stuff in here like this. There we go. Oh, isn't that fun? We got no gain whatsoever because these things just have no push behind them. Yeah, they can drive earbuds, and everybody thinks earbuds are so great. No, they're not. Your Raycon Beats by Ray J. No, they put them up against anything. They suck. Wow, I'm getting way too much. All right, we can roll it off. That's great. So the dolphin filter is working. All right, let's run it through the chopper. First, stop it. I guess we don't need to stop it. Let's leave it going so we know that we've got live signal. So we got it running. We run it into the chopper. Hold on, I gotta put the mic down. And we run the chopper into the dolphin filter. Now this is gonna really thump when I turn this on, so I'm gonna turn all this gain way down. And that wasn't too bad. And yeah, now I start turning the gain back up, and what do we got? We got nothing. We got nothing. Is this still working? Is the signal live? Is it on? Damn it to hell. Plug the thing back in. Alright, so does that mean there's something wrong with the chopper? Or is the chopper not working because the output of the operator is also the sync out and all this stupid... Why is none of this working today? Losing my interest in doing the show now. The only good thing that's happening right now is that Track Team Girl is running by my house. Hi, Track Team Girl. She's running up the street. She's practicing for her big running match / contest or whatever, her big race. She's gonna run and be the running track team girl of my neighborhood because that's what happens around here. Another thing that happens right here is now the cat comes. Hi, hi, kitty. Yeah, you're kitty. You know, I don't quite have it together as much as I thought I did. What is going on around here? Why am I not being able to do it? Why doesn't anything work? You know, and as I'm sitting here and thinking about it, what I'm noticing is that there's a slight greasy film over everything. Did somebody come in here and get their greasy fingerprints? Oh my God, has Kirk Cameron been here? Kirk Cameron? Oh boy, is he gonna get it now, leaving his greasy fingerprints
boy,
all over.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
And Mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Here,
409
works fast. Yeah? Before
he starts to wipe. 409 Special Grease Dissolver is cut through grease fast. 409 is so effective it starts to work before
you start
to wipe.
Here comes 1981 Mom.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, shut up, 1981 Mom. Do you even care? No. All you care about is whether or not your refrigerator is shiny or not. 1981. A simpler time, a shinier time, a Kirk Cameron time. Oh, so we're going to music. I need to have my brain blasted. I need rock music, and how about Led Zeppelin? That sounds like a good idea, but what song? Oh, I know. Yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we had a little rush there at the end. Little YYZ, because I needed that. I needed a little Led Zeppelin. I needed a little rush. I feel a little better mentally. I feel like I'm in a slightly better mental space now. So, you know, that's a good thing, right? Now I just need to sort of get my rest of my act together and do something significant or accomplish something. I should try to achieve some kind of dubious goal. After all, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. God, I swear. At 1930 UTC, right here on a non-radio, my name is Tobe. I'm sitting here wondering what I should do, and I guess I should get out of here, so tune in tomorrow, and bye-bye. Ugh.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.